The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the dude with Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Bird's Eye View here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTRFM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR. Lee, Jesse, and Mike here. Howard Herman is back. Henry is perusing the studio, as is his want, as is his desire. It is a dreary Thursday morning after a rainy Wednesday. We will see how the weather adjusts. Should say that this show is coming out at the worst time to talk about high school sports in Western Massachusetts, given that the Western Mass brackets are coming out tomorrow. But we will proceed forward, do what we can. We had some interesting games the last few days. We had some... milestones, where to begin, I will begin not with my beef with Wakona Baseball, who laid an egg when I saw them and then immediately turned around and played much better the next day. So they can wait. But I saw Hoosick Valley Pittsfield Girls Lacrosse in one of the better girls lacrosse games I've seen in a while. An 11-10 double overtime victory for Hoosick Valley. They beat their former coach, Molly West, who is now the coach at Pittsfield High. And you can tell the Hoosier girls were excited about it. Cameron Lovato and Reagan Shea, they were like, yeah, we wanted to beat her. And they looked almost embarrassed to say it. But it's understandable. She left. Whatever the reasons were, she left. They were. It was senior day for Hoosick. And they were fired up. They were ready to go. And Pittsfield barely looked like they wanted to play lacrosse in the first half. They looked completely lethargic. They did not look like they wanted to be out there. And kind of credit to Lania Gregory, their goalie, who has, from the first game I saw to this game, improved tremendously. She stood on her head in the second quarter. Made, I don't know, 3 or 4 point blank saves. And it could have been, 12-3. At the half, and because of her, it was 6-2. Although Hoosick scored 3 goals, one of them with 15 seconds left in the first quarter, and then 2 with under 25 seconds left in the second quarter. So just complete collapse by Pittsfield's defense. They just did nothing right. I did overhear Molly West telling her team at halftime, "Oh, we sucked." And there no argument from me. Once again, the fact that it was only 6-2 was kind of a miracle. And the third quarter, completely new team. Completely new team. Ella Groboth and Lily Ferris played like you hear about how well they can play. Pittsfield completely controlled the game in transition. They scored a bunch of free position opportunities. And all of a sudden, it's 8-7. And Pittsfield has its first lead in the game period. And then, you saw a fight from Hoosick. You saw a fight from Hoosick on senior day, them saying, hold on, we're not going to lose this game. Nia Borowski has come out of nowhere, because we kind of thought about Reagan Shea being as a player to watch coming into this season. And Borowski won a goal or won the draw control and immediately scored. All in a matter of seconds. Had some huge plays for them. And they take a 10-8 lead. And Pittsfield gets the goal with 35 seconds left to tie the game. And then we go to overtime. No one scores. We got a double overtime. Ferris got 2 yellows, so she was out. Borowski got 2 yellows, so she was out. I think at least 1 free position shot for each team, and neither could score on it, which was kind of crazy. So credit to the goalies. Cameron Lovato made a couple of big saves in clutch time. And then Reagan Shea got the game-winning goal with, seconds left on the clock. And, Hoosick gets the golden goal, 11-10 and double OT. And very, very back and forth, fun game. I think Molly West is right, because she said after the game, once upon a time, this would have been overplaying Pittsfield. And she's right to say that, because, yeah, I mean, she was the coach of Hoosick. She knows from firsthand experience. And, yeah, Pittsfield had a lot of bad years in girls lacrosse. And, you know, that's how we would have looked at the game, right? Like, okay, this is a game for Hoosick to run
last
up the score.
Year, Hoosick-Pittsfield was not a game to cover, no.
Yeah. And so, you know, she's like, yeah, you know, it would have been a game where, okay, everyone gets in, we're going to pass the ball around, right? Like, that's a stack game for MMSWAR and Ashton Legere to put up 8 points. And, you know, you get the JVs involved. And, yeah, this year, it's a back-and-forth game. It's really close. So, yeah, you know, a credit to the job that Pittsfield has done this year. And obviously still room to go. If you don't spot them 6 goals or 4 goals, then, you know, it might have been a different story.
Yeah, but it's a step in the right direction. They have to get out of whatever league they're currently mired in, because they're 10-3 with a -9 power rating. So neither of these teams will be playing in Western Mass tournaments.
No, Pittsfield will at least make states. Hoosick will not.
Pittsfield will make states. Yes,
but yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing. It's funny you say that about, you know, negative the power rating, right? So there, this is just kind of the state of lacrosse as a whole in Western Mass. All right, there are 24 girls lacrosse teams in Western Mass. 6 of them have positive power ratings. All right, there are 20.
They need to secede from the MIA.
There are 20 boys lacrosse teams in Western Mass. Literally, as of yesterday, or as of Tuesday, 6 have positive power ratings. Before, it had been 4. So it's bad, man. It's bad. And when I say have positive power ratings, I think 3 of them are like 0 point, you know, whatever. So it's not even like they're good. Like, they're just barely not negative.
You'll see Wakona Greylock tonight. Wakona's a 1.6, Greylock's a 0.6.
Right.
And those are the only positive teams not in Class A.
Right.
Class B, the top seed is a -2.9.
Yeah. So this is what I'm like, no, it's bad everywhere. Yeah, this isn't about, I mean, well, okay, it is about the league they're in. But it's also about leagues in general out here. If you're not in the Valley, it's tough. And even if you are, it's still really tough. So, lacrosse as a whole, if your name isn't Longmeadow, good luck. And that's because Longmeadow plays all the Eastern Mass teams. But yeah, no, yeah, that's a good point, though. Wakona Greylock tonight, girls. The first time they played in Dalton was a 9-8 Greylock win. Was a really good win. This game, huge game for both teams. It's probably too late for Greylock to take the 1 seed in Class C.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But
full point.
Yeah, just a big rivalry game. Wakona coming off a tough loss to Northampton. Mike, double-check us the standings, please, because I want to say that Greylock might still have an outside chance at a league, at part of the league, if they win, but I'm not sure. And then, yeah, it's a, you know, the potential Class C preview. You know, they're both going to be top 2 seeds. They both get the home games in the semifinals. Mm-hmm. And assuming they win their first round matchups, then you're going to see the rematch. Hopefully, it's at BCC. And yeah, it would be a great game. I'll be there tonight. So just 6 o'clock at Greylock at the turf field, so the rain will not be an issue.
You mean at BCC?
The Western Mass will be at BCC, I would imagine.
No, but you said something about a turf field.
No, Greylock has the new turf field for the track.
That's not turf. It's grass.
That's not turf, yeah.
It's a grass field.
Yeah, it's a grass soccer field.
Is it?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, it's really nice.
It is, but it is a grass field.
It's very nice. So, whatever.
A Greylock win gives them the title. A Wakona win gives them the title. They both have 1 loss in the conference.
Okay.
Wakona obviously lost to Greylock. Greylock lost to Amherst.
Okay. So, yeah, there you go. So, if Greylock, the league title on the line. Yeah. I imagine that, you know, yeah, if you're Greylock and you beat Wakona twice, you're like, hey, we can win the Western Mass Championship, right? And if you're Wakona, then you're saying, all right, we beat them. Now we know we can defend this Class C title. Huge game coming up tonight.
They are 11-13. Wakona 11, Greylock 13 in D4.
Right. Yeah, Wakona. I'm thinking of a different sport. With one, look at the rankings.
Dress warmly.
Well, yes.
And wear clothes that keep you dry.
Yeah, I was dressed for the rain, and it rained all throughout my game yesterday.
Well, that's because you didn't bring an umbrella.
I was standing under a little pop-up tent that the Huzik AD and the guy operating the scoreboard were under. So,
but you should have seen me yesterday. I've got the big umbrella. I'm a chair, and it was like almost like an igloo.
Yeah. Well, so I was under there, and then at halftime I went up to the press box, and I was in the press box through the entire third quarter, and. Because I was, it was 6-2, and Pacefield didn't look like they wanted to play lacrosse. And it was like, okay, well, then I'm going to go hide in the shelter. And then Pittsfield said, what if we play good lacrosse? And I said, all right, I guess I know how to come back out.
Pile back down.
But yeah, no. So, unfortunately, nothing like that nice at Greylock. But
although they will bring what they call their turtle out.
The turtle is out. I could go up there, I suppose. We'll see what the weather is like.
Oh, you mean like the little shit? I was like, what press box is there?
It's a
little metal stand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
it's a wheel.
They were on the football field. Okay.
It's a wheelie. They wheel it back and forth.
Yeah.
You sit in those things when you're at Williams.
Okay. When I'm at Williams, yeah. Yeah. All right. Now that we got the lacrosse in first, now I'll talk about Wakona baseball because I didn't get to see James Reviews, and I saw them completely kind of no-show at the plate against Frontier. And then, of course, the next day, James Rebus pitches, and they play really well against Connick. So, not that I'm bitter or anything. I saw them lose 5-1 to Frontier, and then yesterday they beat Connick 13-4. And very much, you know what? Credit to Colin Parrott, because Colin Parrott, excuse me.
Both of them.
Both of them. Yeah, I don't know why I made him French for a second.
Could be.
Anyway, he clearly doing some good coaching, because... The first game, the game against Frontier, which, to be clear, so in the current Western Mass Class B standings, Pittsfield won. They've locked up the one spot. Two-time reigning champ. Taconic is number two. Wakona is three. Frontier is four. So Tuesday, Wakona and Frontier played each other. And big game. Frontier's pitcher threw a gem. Just had a great game. But as much as that, Wakona's batters were poor.
Well, if you read my story yesterday from the game against Taconic, Colin talked about how the day before they had bad approaches at the plate. They were swinging at too many pitches. They weren't, they weren't making the pitcher work.
Can I tell you? It wasn't just like they were swinging, as he told me after that game. Right? They were letting strikes middle. They were looking at them, and then they were seeing, breaking balls that had never been a strike. They were swinging at those. They had five guys strike out looking.
And what that becomes is it becomes a guessing game, and a lot of times, hitters will just try to guess what the pitcher's going to throw. And obviously they were guessing wrong. Yesterday against a couple of Taconic pitchers, They were guessing right. I think the ball that James Rebus hit yesterday for a two-run homer might still be traveling. Straight away center field, instantly gone. But he was the story yesterday for a while. For the first three innings, he looked like Paul Skeens. Nine up, nine down.
He throws 20 miles an hour slower, though.
Not I don't know, 20 miles an hour slower. Rebus is a
15.
Rebus is a mid-90s guy.
No, isn't he like 88?
No. No, he throws really... He wouldn't be going to Division I if he was just an 88-mile-an-hour thrower.
I mean, that's what Melly does and Cody does. Sorry, keep going.
But then I think what happened is it was, again, through the lineup. Most he'd pitched all year. He'd only thrown like an inning or so in all of his appearances. And the ball was really wet. And I think, as the later the game goes on, the more soaked the balls get makes it harder to throw. And that's no excuse, but that's what happened. And he hit a guy, walked a couple of guys, gave up one hit in four innings, and gave up four earned runs.
Yeah, so when I look at what happened in your game and what happened against Frontier, it really was the approach at the plate and... you can talk about hunting pitches, but I think a lot of it was, in the first two innings against Frontier, Wakona batters were aggressive early in the count, and that was great. They didn't score, but they were hitting the pitcher. They were getting some guys on base. They just couldn't get that big hit, and I liked the approach. And then I think they got a little conservative to try and get them higher in the count, and that's when everything fell off the rails. And it seems like in your game, they were like, no, hold on. We can hit this guy. We're going to hit this guy early. I don't care if it's the first pitch or the fifth pitch. And then also, Taconic just made errors, and that the rain was probably a part of it. But, yeah, Wakona's defense also had a couple of mistakes that did not help them. But, yeah, it really was the offense that hurt them against Frontier. Because it's good to see them rebound.
That loss didn't help Wakona at all. But I think they were far enough ahead of Frontier that they're not going to flip 3-4.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure Frontier had a big week.
If they had won both games, could they have flipped 2-3?
doubtful, because on Tuesday, Taconic's rating was 20093 and Wakona's was 11207. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be a bridge too far for them to flip to two.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, to be honest, but if you beat two good teams handily,
yeah.
Is that worth pointing?
And yeah, and so the way I think in baseball, I don't know what's going on in Class A because we don't have any teams in Class A, but it looks to me like B, C, and D, we're locked in.
For the number one seed, yeah.
For the bracket. Itself, I think yeah. The bracket is basically locked in. In all three divisions.
There can't be many games left.
So. Monument has a chance of getting in.
Monument's the eight seed right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
they are minus 2.0405, and Holyoke, who beat Chicopee, who the other day, was minus 2.3631. So that might be the only place where you might see a flip tomorrow morning.
If games get in Tuesday, Wednesday, and then today, I can see teams moving around a little bit on the margins. If Frontier had a really good week, and you never know what AD hasn't put what game in, I can see a world where they flip, where they move up a spot. I can also see a world where Kona goes over to Conic. But I do think that the top four is probably set. I also should say, I looked from what I could see, it does seem as though Rebuse might be throwing about 90-91 according to some prep sites. So perhaps he can touch 91.
And he will, of course, as he goes through college, get much, much faster. But Tuesday afternoon, I sat and looked at all the power ratings and did a bracket, and I don't see anybody. Maybe one somewhere, but everybody else is pretty locked into where they are in classes B, C, and D.
Yeah. I would say the important spots are kind of locked in. Drury is one in Class C. Everett is two in Class D. Lennox is probably, and Greylock, they're both probably kind of staying where they are in Class C. Though there's not much movement on that front.
McCann is going to be a seven seed in Class C. That's unless somebody forfeits a bunch of games and they move people around, it's going to be Pittsfield's going to play Monument in the first round of Class B. So that's the only completely local game, but and ironically enough, they could be playing each other back-to-back because they're scheduled to play each other today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that game's not happening.
No,
that was already moved, actually, tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. but that game becomes interesting in the sense that Pittsfield, obviously locked in as not only the number one seed in Class B, but as of Tuesday's power ratings, the number one team in Western Mass, period.
Yeah.
Their power rating is higher than Central's. Sure. Going into after Tuesday's power ratings, yeah. But
the question will be playing Monument twice. Is that going to hurt their power rating for states? I think it will.
It could very well.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to take a little break here, and then we'll come back talk a little more Western Mass. So keep it locked here on WTBR and WSBR.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bird's Eye View here on WTBR, WSBR. Talking a little Western Mass. Should mention as well that the softball Western Mass playoffs look relatively locked in. Hoosick Valley, the number one team in Class D, still undefeated on the season. They end their year with Greenfield, which will be a very interesting matchup. They should be Greenfield, which is rebuilding. Lennox, number one in Class C. McCann, number two. Both looked relatively assured of those spots. Both of them, I think, actually have some legitimate Western Mass run in them. What's up, Henry? What's going on? That's a truck? Yeah. So anyway, the Millionaires have been a little up and down as of late. They took a really tough doubleheader loss to Wakona on Friday, and that Mike, were you there? Were you, did you edit that?
Dylan was there.
That is so rare to see a high school doubleheader in any sport.
Yeah,
must have been fun.
Not for Lennox.
No,
they got shelled. They got shelled. It was not supposed to be a doubleheader, and then rain, and so instead of playing like twice in a week, they just said we'll put it, you know, both on one day at Pine Grove Park. And
where they can do that because they have lights.
Because they have lights. Yeah, they played one at like 4 and then the next 7. Wakona took it to them. And I would have thought that Wakona was the better team, but the way they lost was certainly disheartening, given I thought Lennox could give them a better game, not get run ruled, and shut out in one of the games. So how Lennox responds is definitely going to be a big question mark. I think they have a real chance at going to Western Mass Final. And I also think McCann does as well, if both teams play the way they can play. McCann had a little bit of trouble with Greylock, but Greylock is Greylock. And so McCann scored 8 runs in like the 5th inning and won the game. Cohen is also basically locked into either the 4th spot in Class B.
Yeah, and what's interesting in Class C is, based on the bracket of Tuesday, when I did a bracket, you know, is that you mentioned McCann. McCann's may have to do a Berkshire County gauntlet to get to the final, because they would play Drury in the first round, and they would play the winner of Franklin Tech, Mount Greylock, in the second round. And theoretically, that could be Mount Greylock, and then they would have to play Mount Greylock and then play possibly Lennox in the championship game. So that would be, you know, you can almost call Class C the Berkshire County championship.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely would be a heavy game. It's also Pittsfield and Taconic are kind of neck and neck for the 8th spot, and they both took a loss. How each of one of them is able to hold on. We'll see if Pittsfield can hold on to the 8th seed in Class B, which means they would get a third chance at Hampshire, which ran them over twice. Not really sure how that will go, but just a couple games left here before the softball playoff start. Should also mention Lennox boys lacrosse goalie Jeffrey Larman got his 800th career save on Monday against Hoosick Valley. That was also, I guess, I kind of got two similar games where Lennox was down big to start and then made a heck of a comeback effort to tie the game, and then Hoosick tamped things down, scored some, had a big fourth quarter to put the game away, 113-9, swept the season series. This whole thing is confusing me, because Hoosick has now beaten Lennox twice, but Lennox has lost twice to Wakona really close. They lost in overtime on a golden goal by Kessler and Ello last night, and yet Wakona smoked Hoosick. So I don't really know what's going on. Lennox also beat Greylock, which beat Wilcona twice. So I, you know, I don't know. Everyone's beating everyone. I don't know how this.
And that's
work
a good
out.
Thing. And that's kind of a good guess. Thing. But let's pause for a second and shout out to Jeffrey Larman, because 800 saves is a lot anyway. But most of the goalies who get to that area were on teams that faced a ton of shots and didn't win a lot of games. Over Jeffrey Larman's career, Lennox has won a lot of games.
It's true. He's won two Western Mass titles, and he's been to a third.
And so, you know, to get that many saves and to win as much as they have, therein is an accomplishment that I'm not sure a lot of other you have to give him a little extra props on that.
Yeah, it's true. It's hard to do that on a good team. I will say Lennox has often played kind of run and gun, but even still, it is very impressive. Who was that yesterday? Preston Fair had his, what was it, 100th goal?
Preston Fair, 100 goals. Their goalie, Wojtkowski, 400 saves. And then Javon Jones set a program record for points with 14.
In a game.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So all in one game happening for Pittsville.
Well, what game was that?
They beat McCann like 18-15, 18-13, something like that.
Okay. So, yeah. Lacrosse records going around. So Lennox, we'll see how they rebound. I mean,
who's it going to semifinal?
Yeah, they'll play in the semifinals.
Like
they're locked in.
they lose to him twice, yet they get to play him at home.
Right. Yeah, because they're power rating.
And of course, there's that old sports cliche. The hardest thing to do is beat a team three times in 1 year.
Yeah. It's true. And Jackson Larrabee and Jaden Tatro both said, yeah, we wanted the sweep. We wanted to beat them. We know that we're going to play them again in Western Mass. And really, I think more than Lennox, they want another shot at Greylock, because Greylock beat Hoosick, and they want another shot at Greylock in the Western Mass Championship. You wonder if they're going to overlook Lennox a little bit. We'll see what happens. But yeah, they want their chance at Greylock, which is the one seed in Class C,
and they were the same team at one point.
Yes.
So I think there's a little extra that goes with that.
Oh, 100%. And yeah, for Lennox, they're focused on Hoosick. They know they get another chance. They know they get it at home. They want to see Hoosick, and they want to beat Hoosick. Something fierce. So we will see if they can get that. If third time is the charm or not, because there are times when their team looks very good, and there are other sort of times where it's, you know, they can't win a face off, they struggle in transition, but they showed some fight. They showed some fight on senior day, which is what you want. Only a minute or two left here, so Mike, any track updates?
Saturday is individuals, Berkshire County kind of championship meet.
Give me a five things you're looking for.
So we're coming off. So these guys, they go out to these invitationals now, which are bigger, you know, more competitive meets, I guess. And they kind of stop racing locally, which is tough for us. But Everett Pacheco, Cohen Zahn, Ben Harwood were all in the same race. It was just in Weston, Massachusetts over the weekend at the Twilight Invitational. They all ran the 2 mile. So Everett Pacheco's, I haven't seen him run this spring yet. He has the county's top 800 time and ran a 424 mile over the weekend. Cohen Zahn had previously run a 430, Harwood a 438. So if those three guys get into the same meet, they're also 1-2-3. Zahn has a 946 2 mile, Harwood 949, Pacheco 951. So they're all there. I want to see that. Want to see Greylock depth boys side heading into Western Mass, which will be the big test for them. I want to see a couple heated relays, 4x4. Seems like people are coming
the
for Pittsfield.
Of heated relays.
Heated.
I'm trying.
It could
I'm
be.
To
yeah, that could be
point.
A misconception, given that there are heats in races. But I want to see. Yeah, Greylock, Monument, Pittsfield, just go at it in a 4x4, because Pittsfield's the back-to-back 4x4 champion, and that's kind of the premier. It ends the meets. So looking forward to seeing that. City Colbreth, I haven't actually seen jump, but he has now two county records this season. Monument sophomore kind of came out of nowhere. On the girls' side, same thing. Amelia Deslitz finally ran a 5:17 mile, which is, you know, far and away the top in the county. But she has a bunch of girls chasing her. I just don't know if anyone's really fast enough and see which events Rowena Patsos will choose to compete in. Because Greylock needs to kind of pick and choose its spots and not overload any one kind of or any group of events to ensure they get enough points. But
all right. Thank you for that. That's your track update. Mercer County individuals this weekend. Bracket release for Western Mass coming out tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day and take it easy.